Sakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechta Shabbos, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Tanur. Tanur is an oven. The oven is much hotter than the Kira. Why? For two reasons. First of all, the Kira we spoke about in the previous Mishnah has two holes on top. You can put two pots on it. So, of course, the more holes, it's not going to be so hot because the fire escapes, the heat escapes through the holes. The Tanur has only one hole. That makes it hotter. In addition to that, it's the way the tanner is shaped. The tanner isn't a square box like a kira is. The tanner is wide at the bottom, narrow on top, or narrower on top, like a teepee or kind of a tent, so to speak. Because of that, it gets much hotter, because the fire has like less space for the heat to escape, so it gets hotter and hotter. Now, the hotter it is, the more we are worried that the person's going to keep checking it and play around with the fire to make sure his food shouldn't burn. So we have to be more careful. Therefore, says the Mishnah, Tanner, if you have this oven, which again, it's shaped wider at the bottom, narrow on top, and it only has one hole. Shesekir that was heated, even though it was heated v'kasho v'gvava, with straw, the small pieces of wood, the way the Batanura learns, even though in regard to the kira we said, don't worry about it, no one bothers with that. Not when it comes to the tanner. Lo yitain, you can't put the food, bein mitoichei, whether inside the tanner, bein mi al gabav, or on top, even though it's kashu gavava, but it's so hot, I'm still scared you're going to keep checking, and you're going to forget, and you're going to come to mish things around over here, and either create or extinguish a fire. Vaiter zok the Mishnah. Kupach. What is a kupach? A kupach is not as hot as a tanner. On the other hand, it gets much hotter than a kira. Remember we said about the tanner, there are two reasons that it gets hot? Because of the way it's shaped and it has only one hole? Well, the kupach also has only one hole as opposed to two, so therefore it's hotter than the kira. But it's also shaped like a box. It does not get narrower on top. So it doesn't get as hot as the tanner. So therefore the halacha is kupach, the single stove, Shehesekiyu, if it was heated, the kasho v'gvava, with the straw, the small pieces of wood, as the Batanura explained it. So I raise the kikarayim. Then it has the same din of the kira, and we said there's no problem. I don't think anyone's going to chapel with it. We don't have to worry about it. On the other hand, the gefes of the eitzim, if it's heated with the gefes, which as we explained before, is something that comes out of olives or something that comes out of sesame seeds, we ate some more with wood, Hareyu Kitana, we're going to have to be very strict over here, and we're going to say, no, you can't use it. It's as strict as an oven. And even if you're going to remove the coals or cover the ashes, you still cannot use it.